So as we continue in the Old Testament book of Jonah, and you can turn there if you have a Bible with you to Jonah chapter 2. Today we're going to hear about, Jonah tell us about his trip to rock bottom. Do you know what I mean when I say rock bottom? When we talk about hitting bottom or hitting rock bottom, we normally mean I've come to a place in my life where I've never, you know, things have never been so low. Things have never been so bad, and it seems to me like maybe things could not even get any worse. Have you ever been in that situation in your life where you think, I'm not sure if things could get much worse than they already are? We think about, you know, things that happen like the loss of a job, or the loss of a marriage, or the loss of your physical or mental health. We think about, you know, choices that we make by which we could lose our reputation, right? We could really harm ourselves and others. We think about addictions, right, to substances that we feel like we're helpless to have victory over on our own. And so things happen in our lives and we can sink lower and lower and lower to the place known as rock bottom. I am at the bottom. And we often think about, as we think about, you know, hitting bottom, there are people who are at bottom, right? At any given time, there are people who are at the bottom. Then there might be people who are sinking towards the bottom. In other words, I'm making choices or things are happening to me and my life circumstances are getting worse and worse. And so you got people at the bottom. You got people who are maybe sinking towards the bottom. Then you got people maybe who are coming up from the bottom, right? Hey, things are getting better. Life is getting better. and then you've got people maybe at the top looking down and thinking, that would never happen to me. I would never be in that situation. I've got everything together. Well, Jonah was one of those guys. He had it all together. Jonah was one of those guys who figured that this would never happen to him. But it did. And as we saw last Sunday, Jonah, he ran from God. And as he did, things went downhill. He sunk lower and lower until he found himself tossed overboard a ship and literally sinking toward the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. And Jonah got to the point, as we saw last Sunday, that there was no hope from him. Unless God intervened, unless help came from outside himself, there was no hope whatsoever for Jonah. And so at the end of chapter 1, we read these words that Jonah was, that God appointed a fish, a great fish, right? Was it a whale? We don't know. The text doesn't say, but God appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah up, and that Jonah was, at the end of chapter 1, we read that he was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. And I mentioned last time, for those of you who might be new, for those of you who might be skeptical, wondering, come on, seriously, a man inside the belly of a fish for 3 days and then survives, that's unbelievable. And I mentioned last time that I argued that, you know, if there is a God, which there is, if we accept that there is a God who can raise the dead, then we can accept that God can keep a man alive inside a fish. And the other thing I mentioned last time is that sometimes we are very skeptical. We say, well, because of science, we can't accept miracles like these ones because we're advanced, unlike the culture of those that we're reading about today. And of course, science has its limits. And any good scientist will tell you that science in and of itself does not disprove miracles because miracles happen beyond the bounds of science. And so to say that miracles are impossible is actually to make a leap of faith and to go beyond the limits of science. And then we just mentioned that whatever your position, don't be distracted by the fish, because this book, the book of Jonah, is not about a great fish. It's about a great God, right? It's not just about a big fish. It's about a big God who saves and who's full of grace and mercy and compassion. And the fish is meant to serve the purposes of this great God. Having said all that, let's read chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish. I called to the Lord in my distress, and he answered me. I cried out for help from deep inside Sheol. You heard my voice. When you threw me into the depths, into the heart of the seas, the current overcame me. All your breakers and your billows swept over me. And I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look once more toward your holy temple. The water engulfed me up to the neck. The watery depths overcame me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. I sank to the foundations of the mountains. The earth's gates shut behind me forever. Then you raised my life from the pit, Lord my God,